活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
When I was in medical school,
当我还在医学院的时候，
we were told that many cells are not regenerating.
很多医生教授告诉我们，细胞是没有办法再复原的。
Once cell is dead,
如果细胞死了，
then there's no more new cells.
就不会再有细胞
，especially with the brain cells，
特别是脑细胞是如此。
Right? Well, I know many of you are told that brain cells never regenerate.
我们很多当中，我们很多人知道，可能细胞脑细胞是不会再生的。
Is there any other cells in your body you are told that they are not regenerating？
还有其他身体的哪里的细胞不会再生吗？
The cells called the heart muscle cell.
我们称作这个心脏的肌肉的细胞。
We call them myocardial cells.
这个心脏的肌肉细胞。
Just myocardial. And there's the kidney cells. Kidney cells.
还有这个肾的细胞。
They are not regenerating.
也不会再生。
And also there's one of the famous cells which we thought they are not regenerating is the cartilage cell.
有另外一个是没有办法再生的，叫做 cartilage 的细胞。
Cartilage, Mr. Hong,
人参，人参，软骨。
And so,
软骨细胞。
We scientists did not believe these cells are not regenerating.
科学家呢，认为这个软骨细胞是不会再生。
But lately, scientists found out.
可是近代的科学家发现
，the brain cells regenerate.
脑细胞是会再生的。
There are many people has a stroke.
很多人中风。
Many people has a brain damage.
也有这个脑方面的问题。
And we believe the many doctors believe that these brain cells will never regenerate.
大部分的医生呢，他们以为这个脑细胞是不会再生。
We have disease called degenerative arthritis.
有一种疾病叫退化性关节炎
，where the all your cartilages are sort of wearing off.
所以你那关节里头的就退化了。
And so this cartilage cell is not regenerating.
所以这些软骨细胞呢就不会再生。
So it cannot be cured.
就没有办法治疗。
There some people have kidney disease.
也有人有肾的疾病。
And kidney is filtering the blood.
它是由血液来输送。
And making the urine.
那么呢，就会过滤血液产生的尿液。
So when kidney is damaged, your body your blood cannot be filtered.
所以你的肾有问题，你的血液就没有办法得到过滤。
So people have to go to hospital, have to have blood dialysis.
所以就要这种病患就要到医院去洗肾。
Their blood vessel need to be connected to the machine.
所以他的那个血管就要跟这个机器就连接。
That's artificial kidney.
就是一个重新来清洗肾。
And they tell patient that they never get better.
那么医生会告诉病人说：“你这个就洗到底了。”
Why the kidney cells are not regenerating?
为什么肾的细胞不会再生？
But lately, scientists found some cells called the stem cell.
近代的医生科学家就发现有一个干细胞。
In our body, the stem cells are generating every moment.
在我们的身体里头，干细胞是不断的在生的。
Well, we talked about immune system yesterday.
昨天晚上我们提到了免疫系统。
In our bone marrow,
在我们的骨髓里头
，these new stem cells are growing, you know, generating every moment.
这个干细胞在骨髓里头是每一时每一刻都在生。
We eat food.
我们吃了东西。
And our body used that food to regenerate the new cells.
我们身体呢就使用了这些食物呢来得到养分，来制造这个新的干细胞。
Scientists found out that all kind of cells, new cells, regenerating.
科学家发现每一个这个新的细胞生成分裂出来以后
，surprisingly, even in our brain.
就发现呢，即使是脑的细胞也会有这样再生能力。
Even in our brain, there's new brain cells are regenerating.
即使在头脑里头，这个脑细胞还是会再生。
This is amazing new finding.
哦，这个发现这个真的是太奇妙了。
So scientists did a little kind of experimentation.
所以科学家呢，他们就这样子来解释。
Okay, this is in Scientific American magazine.
这是美国的医学科学杂志。
Showing that the new nerve cells for adult brain.
就是成人的脑里头的神经细胞。
And they found out in the brain there's a stem cells generating.
在头脑里头呢，有这个干细胞呢在生。
These red cells are the matured brain cell.
这红色的细胞是属于脑细胞。
So in our brain, the stem cell is generating.
所以在我们脑里头，干细胞是不断的再生。
This is gradually maturing.
这是逐渐的成熟。
This is step one maturation.
那它成熟的过程。
Then step two, it become more matured brain cell like this.
那是一步一步的来长成。
Then step three, it become completely matured brain cell.
就完全成为了脑细胞。
So even though you have a stroke,
所以你即使有了中风
many of your brain cells are dead.
许多里头脑的里头的细胞死了。
And your brain can still regenerate these new stem cells.
然而，透过这个干细胞，你仍然可以再生的。
And make a new brain cells，
就是产生新的细胞。
Isn't that amazing？
是不是很奇妙
？Okay, now, the why some people have their brain cell keep on dying？
为什么有人在这个脑细胞都不断的死掉
？And some people can really have a new brain cells。
可是有的人却可以有新的脑细胞。
So scientists become very curious.
科学家就很好奇。
They begin to do some research into this.
他们就开始来研究啦。
Let me show you this picture. Okay, this is from New York Times.
这是纽约时报。
New York Times. This is October 15th, 1998.
1998年在10月15号的一个纽约时代杂志。
The brain may grow new cells daily.
就是每一天呢你的脑细胞都会再生新的细胞。
Every day your brain grows the new cells.
也就是每一天你的脑细胞会生新的细胞。
But when I was in medical school,
可是当我还在医学院念书的时候
，and we all know that this is a fact.
我们都知道这是一个事实。
Every day, about 10,000 of brain cells dies in our brain.
每一天呢，在我们头脑里头大概有一万个脑细胞会死。
And we're told that that's why we become so forgetful. We lose all the memory when we get too old.
我们因此就以为这是我们人老化记忆退化的一个原因。
But now these scientists found out that's not true.
但现在科学家发现这不对。
Some older people have good memories.
有的老人家记忆力很好。
Even some younger people have terrible memories.
但是呢，年轻人反而呢失忆。
It is not really according to the aging.
不一定按照年龄来看的。
So scientists wanted to prove that point.
所以科学家呢，想要证明这一点。
So they used this mice.、Yeah?
他们就用了这个老鼠来实验。
Two different kind of living condition.
有两种不同生活环境。
In this group of mice,
这一组的这个老鼠们
，they only eat.
他们只有吃。
That's all they have to do.
他们成天能做的唯一一件事情就是吃。
Eat and sleep.
就是吃饱了睡，睡饱了吃。
That's all they do.
睡醒了就吃。
But in this group,
但是这一组的老鼠
，this group scientists called enriched environment.
这一组呢，就是非常生活非常多样化的。
So look at it. There's a lot of things to do.
哇，这里的老鼠呢，很忙啊。
So they have some joy.
所以在忙当中就很开心。
They have some excitement.
所以就很兴奋。
And so they compared which group of the mice has better rate of this brain regeneration.
那么他们就来看看这两组的老鼠，他们脑细胞的比率或者数量。
Look at it. This is control mice.
那是一个被控制环境的一
个 control mice means this group. Okay.
环境被控制了。
This group of mice, they do regenerate brain cell too.
这个环境被限制的老鼠呢，他们的这个再生能力呢也有。
It shows the number of new neurons, right?
但是有限。
But the mice within this kind of enriched environment,
但是在一个多样化的环境里头的老鼠
they grow new brain cells much better.
他们的这个脑细胞再生能力更好
even though they're eating same food.
即使他们吃的是一样的食物
We Oriental people focus on something eating too much, you know that.
我们东方的人哦，实在是很重视吃啊。
But eating is of course important.
没错，吃很重要。
But how you feel?
但是你怎么样感觉
？How you have a relationship with other people?
你跟人之间的关系
？It seems to be very important for your health.
看样子是对你的健康是挺重要的。
And lately, scientists found this very interesting finding.
那现代的医生呢，就发现更很有趣的事情。
Okay, let me show you this interesting statistics.
这是一个很有趣的一个统计。
It shows the healing power of intimacy.
就是这个刺激吗？亲密关系的一个它的能力。
This intimacy is not very...familiar word for we Oriental people, really.
这个亲密这个字眼对我们东方来讲并不是很熟悉的字眼。
Because we use the 亲密 very easily.
因为我们用这个字眼是很容易。
If you met a certain person two or three times,
如果你跟一个人遇见过三四次。
Then we usually say, "Oh, he and I have a very 亲密
我们就讲说，我们关系很好。
But the real intimacy is not like that.
亲密并不是这样子表面的关系。
The way American people use this word intimacy is very deep.
这个西方人用这个字眼是用的很深入的。
This means.You have a relationship.
这就是说你有那样的关系。
So in which you don't have to hide anything.
所以在那个关系里头，你不用遮掩。
You know, you can, you know, it's like even though you are husband and wife.
即使是夫妻。
There are not many very intimate couples.
他们并不是很亲密的夫妻。
Because husband and wife still keep their pride.
因为每个人都很注重自己的自尊
，They don't want to really expose.
他们不喜欢来向对方表明自己
，Their problem to each other.
就不想要把自己的问题拿出来
，They're hiding the problem.
所以他们就遮掩问题。
So, are you intimate couple?
你和你的配偶是不是一个很亲密的配偶呢
？Do you really have very intimate relationship with someone?
你希不希望跟人有很亲密的关系
？Not many people have that intimate relationship with someone else.
会有这样子亲密的一种关系的人不多。
The real intimate relationship is
真正的亲密关系是呢
5 years old boy.
五岁的小男孩。
Mother is giving him bath.
然后妈妈呢就给他洗澡。
Well, his thing is, you know, exposed to mother.
然后呢，他就是赤身裸体的。
But this boy does not have to hide.
但是呢，这个小男生呢却没有什么不好意思。
Why? Because mother loves him.
因为妈妈爱我。
He trusts mother.
他也信任妈妈。
Nothing to hide.
没什么好遮掩的。
If you have this kind of relationship,
如果你有这样子的关系
with the other people,
跟人之间
well, it is difficult to have this kind of relationship, right?
是的，要跟人建立这一种信任是不容易的。
But it makes difference in your health.
但是对你的健康会有不同。
Well, you may not be able to have this kind of relationship with another human being.
你可能没有办法跟其他的人有这一种关系。
But you can have relationship, intimate relationship with God.
但是你可以对你的神来有这种亲密的关系。
Maybe God may be the ultimate being we can have truly intimate relationship.
可能上帝是我们可以跟他建立亲密关系最好的一位。
So let's see what the intimacy does. Look at this. There's a percentage of patients dying within 6 months of heart surgery.
这个就是在心脏手术之后6个月内的一个病患死亡的比例。
Many Americans die with heart disease.
很多美国人是在心脏病过世。
Many Americans go through the surgery in the heart.
很多美国人也有用过这个心脏的手术。
We call this open heart surgery.
我们称作是开心手术。
We open the chest.
我们就把胸口打开。
And we actually, you know, we put the mass in the heart.
我们就是在整修他的心脏。
Dangerous surgery.
是一个很危险的手术。
Well, one in ten surgery can go wrong.
十分之一的心脏手术会有失误。
If there's 100, there's 10 people can die.
所以100个人就有10个人会死。
But even though that surgery is successful,
虽然心脏手术很成功,
patient went through the surgery fine.
那经过手术了, 也都很好。
So surgery is successful and patient feeling good.
手术成功, 病患也觉得好。
But strangely,
可是很奇怪哦,
many patients die within 6 months.
确实有很多病患在6个月之后之内呢就死了。
For no known cause，
就是不知什么原因。
Strange，
很奇怪。
And doctors cannot understand why they die。
那医生就不明白为什么他们会死。
Because their heart is working fine。
因为现在他的心脏已经非常正常。
Then they thought it has a lot to do with the psychological problem。
后来他们就发现呢，他们心里可能有很大的问题。
So when psychologists did some research,
科学家呢就做了这样的研究。
Okay, this is a percent dead.
这个是死亡的比例。
5%, 10%, 15%.
的死亡比例在那里。
Yeah, see. And this, they ask two different questions.
他们就问了两种不同的问题。
So let me magnify this.Let's take two different questions here.
我们来看看这两个不同的问题。
The first question is,
第一个问题就是
，Do you participate in group activity?
你有没有参加一些社团或者小组的活动
？So are you participating group activity now?
现在你有没有参加任何的社团或小组
？Yes, you are now.
是，
okay.
你现在也是参加了一种嘛
？So if it is yes.Yes, no, like this. Okay. Then second question is.
第二个问题是
religious strength and comfort.
从宗教来的力量以及安慰。
Do you receive any kind of religious comfort?
你有没有从你任何的宗教得来的一种鼓励
？And some kind of encouragement.
一些鼓励，一些安慰。
Which strengthen you.
从那里给你得到力量。
Yes.No.
是或不是
okay. So, if it is yes, yes to both questions,
如果这两个问题都是的话
see how many people die.
那有多少人死？
Only three people dies.
只有死三个人死。
Then, no, yes, yes, no.
一个有，一个没有，这样子的话。
About 10%.
几乎有10%。
Okay, and if the question is no and no.
如果回答呢，就是都没有参加的话。
Look at this, how many dies?
有多少人死啊？
哇，
很像吗？
22 people dies.
哇，有22个人的比例死亡。
Let's compare no, yes, yes, and no, no.
我们来比较，你看，两边都是跟两边都不是。
3% here, yes, yes.
所以两个都有回答是的话，只有三个人。
22% no no，
有22%呢都是没有的。
What a difference！
这么大的不同。
This is amazing difference。
真是天壤之别啊
！I don't think anybody can say this is a coincidence。
我不认为任何人会看这样的一个指数，认为这是一个巧合。
This is a definite difference。
这是。玩实实在在的不同。
That's why I see people who like to be isolated.
所以我看那些很孤独的人。
A loner, you know.
很孤单。
They're usually very proud people.
他们常常呢是很骄傲的。
I don't want to go that kind of meeting.
哈，那种讲座什么嘛。
That's kind of meeting of poor people go.
啊，那个真的是哦，没有钱的人才去那种地方。
Low class people go.
低级的人。
This is harmful to your health.
这样的想法对你的健康是有很害处很大的。
And you say, Oh God, forget it. I'm not interested in God.
哈，上帝，哎，拜托，立马帮忙。
Then you're 22% people.
这种人就是那22%里头的。
You know, this is a very significant difference.
这样子的不同是带有很重要意义的。
I have a question.
我有个问题。
If there's such a difference between yes, yes and no, no.
如果这个两个问题都答 yes 跟都答都答对或者都答没有的，他们之间有什么
？Then why these three people dies？
为什么那边都回答有的，还是有三个人死
？Even though they said yes and yes，
即使他们两个族群都有参加，为什么他们还是死
？They should not die。
他们不应该死的。
Do you know why？
你知道为什么吗
？These three people。The answer was yes.
他们的回答这个问题呢是有。
Okay, are you participating in group action?
你有没有参加小组
？Yes.
小组哦，误了。
Your answer is yes.
他虽然回答有
，but it has no meaning to you.
可是呢，他参加呢就没有兴趣的。
Yes.It's again meaning problem.
所以还是那个意义的问题。
Gene respond to the meaning.
因为基因对于意义是有所反应的。
Even though you participate in this kind of action,
即使你来参加这个讲座
，if it doesn't have any meaning to you,
可是呢，你没有听到什么东西的话
，then it doesn't do any good to your gene.
对你的基因也就没有什么好处。
Our genes respond to the meaning.
所以我们的基因对于意义有所反应的。
So I want you to remember this your way of thinking is far more important for your health than food.
所以我要你记得，清楚的记得你的想法对你的健康影响大过于你的食物。
Food is important.
食物很重要。
And then what kind of people are you in a enriched environment?
在这个多元化的环境里头的人是怎么样的人呢？
Or you are in control group?
你是在哪一种环境当中的人，或者是你在环境有限的这样子的人？
Just eat and sleep and eat and sleep.
吃饱了睡，睡饱了吃。
Without really having any meaning.
却没有任何的生活意义。
So that's why it is important for you to attend this kind of activity.
所以你能够来参加这个活动，对你真的是太棒了。
And begin to learn something.
你就开始会学习。
And be awakened to something new.
就对新的事物呢有所领悟。
And you find out, wow, the meaning is important.
你就发现，哇，这个有意义，太重要了。
I have a good relationship with God.
我跟上帝的关系有一个好的关系。
Well, you know, sometimes between human beings,
你知道吗？人与人之间
，no matter how close you may be,
不管你们怎么样的亲近
，there's things to hide.
但是呢，仍然有所隐藏。
You cannot be. It is very difficult to be completely open to each other.
我们彼此之间很难完全的来开放自己。
But when I come to God,
但是我们来到神面前。
I can show him everything in me.
我可以向他来展现我里头任何的事情。
All the bad things in my heart.
我心中的任何的不好，任何的愁苦。
And God says to me.
但是上帝会这样对我说。
I understand.
我了解。
I forgive you.
我会原谅你的过错。
And I say thank you.
我会说谢谢。
We have very intimate relationship.
我们有很亲密的关系。
See this kind of relationship.
所以这样子的关系
is good for the regeneration.
是对于再生很有帮助的。
So when you eat healthy food.
所以当你吃健康的食物
when you do the exercise.
当你运动的话
when you have a good relationship with your family members and friends.
那么跟你的朋友亲人有很好的关系
especially you attend good church.
特别你参加好的一个教会
，where you can go and learn new things，
是你在那里可以学习、领受新的事物
，becoming more intimate to each other with other church members，
跟教友、跟其他的教会的朋友可以更亲近
，and most of all， you become more intimate with God，
而最大的是你跟上帝的关系更加的亲近
，then your cells can regenerate faster。
那么你的细胞就会再生、再生的更快
，more fresh life，
更更新的生命。
So it is true，
这是真的。
That God give us new life，
上帝给我们新的生命
，new cells，
新的细胞
，and our sleeping genes can wake up，
我们已经睡着的基因会活化起来。
And your T cell can fight with the cancer cell much better.
你的 T 细胞就可以跟那些细菌跟癌症来作战。
So all this kind of new scientific information is coming out.
是这些的科学新发现，就是现代的发现。
Revealing that how important it is to have a good relationship.
就是发现有好的关系是多么的重要。
Good meaning with other people.
跟人之间有好的意义关系。
That's why Jesus says.
因此，耶稣要这样说。
I'll give you a new commandment.
我要给你新的命令。
And love one another.
要彼此相爱。
So this, by really loving other people.
透过我们彼此的相爱。
And we can really accelerate the regeneration of our new cells in our body.
真的能够帮助我们身体呢不断的再生细胞。
Every cells are regenerating today.
每一天我们的细胞都会再生。
Now the point is.
但是呢，重点是。
Are you suppressing that regeneration?
你在一个阻碍这样子的一个再生。
By filling up your heart with bad meaning.
借由透过你心里面充满了很多不好的事物。
Which means anger and hatred.
比如说生气、愤怒
，worry and fear，
仇恨啊、担忧
，and resentment，
恐惧或者是敌意。
If your heart is full of all those bad meanings，
所以你的如果你的心是充满了这些不好的意义
，all the genes will be deactivated，
那你的基因呢就会被很消沉
，and generation regeneration of the new cell will be suppressed。
那么你的再生的细胞呢就会。就停止。
That's why Bible says rejoice.
所以圣经要说要常常喜乐。
Be thankful.
要凡事先。
This is all good meaning for our genes.
这个对我们基因来讲都是好。
In terms of eating,
我们就吃的观点来讲
，You know, the eating the healthy food is very good for you in terms of meaning.
我们吃一个健康的食物，对你得着意义的生活是很重要的。
When you eat all these fruits and vegetables,
当你吃水果蔬菜的时候
，First of all, they look beautiful.
首先呢，这些东西看起来真美。
They smells good.
啊，气味好。
What a pretty colors.
充满了悦人眼目的颜色。
And the smells good.
啊，这飘着清香。
But if you eat the food, it smells terrible.
但是呢，你如果吃的食物呢，味道是很强。
You know, kimchi smells terrible.
你知道泡菜哦，简直不可以闻啊。
But people like to eat them.
但是人都很喜欢吃。
What a discrepancy!
哎呀，这个什么样的东西
？Well, all Korean people love to eat kimchi.
那些可利亚人都很喜欢吃泡菜。
But all Korean hate the smell of kimchi.
但是呢，他们都不喜欢闻那个味道。
I'm sure the Chinese food has that kind of thing, right?
我相信呢。臭豆腐就是这个意思了。
Well, yesterday we walked into a restaurant in Taipei.
前天呢，我们就是到台北，我们去故宫，然后去一个。
No, it was Tuesday. That's right. Yeah.
前天我们就是去那个一个素食餐馆。
Step in the restaurant.
不是故宫外面，故宫那边有一个餐馆在那里，我们进去。
It smells bad.
啊，真的是很难闻。
Then he said.
我就说呢。
It was some tofu.
那边呢有一个一锅臭豆腐在那里。
And I asked him, "Do Chinese people like this smell?"
这个我们喜欢那个味道吗
？He said no.
不喜欢。
Then I asked, "Do Chinese people like to eat this food?"
但是呢，中国人喜欢吃这种东西吗
？Yes. Funny, isn't it?
完全正确。
You know, the food which smells bad, if you don't like the smell,
这个食物哈，如果你不喜欢那个味道
that's not really good food for you.
那可能这个东西对你身体就不好了
Really. Because those kind of food, you need to train yourself to get used to with it.
因为这种食物哈，你必须要逼着自己来习惯接受它
See, originally, those kind of food does not really fit to us.
所以，在基本上来讲，这些食物并不适合我们。
God made everything beautiful.
上帝所造的都是美好的。
Pretty, smells good.
味道好。
Especially when you eat these fruits and vegetables.
特别在你吃水果蔬菜之后。
And whole wheat.
特别是全麦的。
Like a brown rice.
糙米。
It has a lot of fibers in it.
里头有很多的丰富的纤维。
White rice do not have fiber.
这个白面粉没有这样子的一个纤维。
But brown rice has fiber.
糙米有这样的纤维。
When I was in medical school,
我在医学院的时候
，Well, our professors did not pay any attention to the fiber.
那这个我的老师呢，对于这个纤维一点都不在意。
They told us, "Oh, don't worry about fiber; they're nothing."
不用担心那个纤维，没什么。
But now we know how important the fiber is.
但我们现在却知道纤维是多么的重要。
You know, today a lot of people have severe constipation problem.
今天有很多人有
constipation 便秘
的问题。
Yeah.
我听得懂韩语。
And so many people have this constipation.
很多人有便秘的问题。
Why?
那呢
Because of the lack of fiber in the diet.
因为在他们食物里头缺乏纤维。
People go to bathroom and they really fight.
所以他们到厕所的时候就开始发功了，气功。
Why?
为什么会这样
？Because the stool size is smaller.
因为它的那个
대변의크기
大便的大小
and they're harder
又硬
so if you say yeah
所以呢你要运气
then small thing come boom you know
然后出来的就是小小的叮
you have to move your bowel like once you say then it goes like that
这个因果关系就这样子。
Okay, if you have food with a lot of fiber,
但是你如果吃了很多的纤维的食物
，that is vegetarian diet, actually,
是一个素食的食物。
Because fiber does not exist in any animal food.
因为在肉里头没有任何的纤维。
And so people eat white rice.
所以当人吃了白米
and meat.
还有肉
，no fiber，
就没有纤维
，it's a big problem，
就会有问题了。
See, this fiber goes through your intestine，
所以这些纤维呢进入到你的里头。
And this fiber work just like sponges，
这个就像是一个清扫的这个
菜瓜布。In a sponge when you use to clean your dishes。
很像我们菜瓜布洗碗的菜瓜布。
So fiber go through your intestine，
就进入到你的系统
，and cleans intestine just like a sponges。
它就很像拿着这个刷布一样，在那边刷干净你的肠。
That's why when you have you know high fiber diet，
就是你如果有一个高纤维的食物
，your bowel become very clean，
你的肠就很干净。
You don't get colon cancer，
你就不会有肠癌。
See, but there is no fiber.
如果没有纤维
then there's a lot of leftovers, you know, staying in the bowel.
那么在这个肠里头，大肠里头就会有很多的淤积。
Your colon is not really completely cleaned up.
你的肠呢就没有完全的排泄出来。
Because there is no fiber.
因为没有纤维嘛。
Or no sponges.
就没有这样的一个菜瓜布。Yeah.
Then there's so many bacteria grows.
在那里呢，就很多细菌就繁殖。
And then this bacteria produce some poison.
这些细菌就会分泌产生很多毒素。
And this poison become carcinogen to the colon.
那这些毒素呢，就开始来伤害我们的肠。
That's why people who eat a lot of meat have very low fiber content food.
就是那些常吃很多肉啊，很少纤维的人
，have very high rate of colon cancer.
他们得肠癌的机会就很高。
And if you begin to eat very high fiber diet, which is vegetarian diet,
然而你就用素食很高的纤维食物的话
，you can really prevent colon cancer. Very good.
你就是可以很能够避免得到肠癌。
Okay, and also at same time.
同时也是如此。
This fiber in the colon, in the stool, mixed in the stool.
这个纤维呢，在这个肠胃道里头。
Fiber absorbs some water.
纤维呢会吸收水分。
And this fiber swells up.
那这个纤维呢就膨胀。
So it makes your amount of stool much bigger than you ate.
那让你的这个肠胃道呢，比你吃的那个食物呢更大的空间。
So that's why it is very easy to for you to move your bowel.
所以让你的食物在肠胃道的一个移动呢更顺畅。
Because your stool has a lot of watery content with fiber.
因为在纤维里头包含的食物里头有很多的水分。
So stool is well formed.
所以你的那个排便呢，就是很湿润的
，and firm and soft。
那这个推挤呢就很顺畅
，and it can come you just push a little bit。
所以呢，你稍微用一点点的小力量
，and it comes like that。
该出来的孩子就出来了
，no constipation。
就不会有便秘。
The biggest reason people have constipation is。
人有便秘最主要的原因
，stress and no fiber.
就是压力以及缺乏纤维。
If you change your diet,
如果你改变饮食
and control your stress problem,
那控制那压力的问题、紧张的问题
your constipation problem goes away,
你的便秘就会解决了。
At the same time,
同时呢
you prevent colon cancer.
你也避免了这个肠癌。
And men have to worry about the prostate cancer lately.
后来呢，他们发现
，If you have this high fiber diet with a low fat,
如果我们有高纤维然后低脂肪的食物
，People don't get the prostate cancer.
我们就不会有色腹腺癌。
And so this fiber in your diet is very important.
所以你食物当中的纤维是很重要。
Remember, fiber is in any kind of vegetarian food.
所以纤维就在各样的素食的食物里头。
And fiber does not exist in animal food.
而在肉类里头都没有。
Also, this fiber is important to lowering your cholesterol level too.
纤维让你降低血中的胆固醇。
So that's why it is.Important to have a beautiful food.
所以有一个很好的食物呢。
With the colors.
有很漂亮的这个外表。
So when you eat food.
所以当你吃水果的时候。
Enjoy the smell.
你要享受它的味道。
Enjoy the color.
享受它的颜色。
You know? And enjoy the. Oh, this is. Look at this apple.
你看看这个苹果。
So pretty. You know.
Oh, yeah. 卡哇伊。
So enjoying this beauty,
就是一享受它的形状。
The beauty of the creation of God,
上帝所造的美。
Yeah, is very important.
是太重要了。
Okay, and so when you enjoy these kind of things,
所以你在享受这些事物的时候
，like a, you enjoy the blue skies.
让我们看看蓝天。
You enjoy the, you know, relationships.
你在这个关系的一个建造当中来享受。
Then your cells regenerate much better.
你的细胞的再生能力就更好。
I had a patient with a stroke.
我有一个中风的病患。
And this man had high blood pressure.
这个人呢，他有一个高血压。
And he had a stroke.
也后来中风了。
Much of the brain cell was destroyed.
他脑的大部分细胞都就死亡了。
And he became paralyzed like this.
他就中风了，样子就很难看。
And he could not. It was very difficult for him to walk.
他很难来走路。
And then he, the reason why he had so high blood pressure was.
他之所以有高血压的原因是呢
，He had frequent fighting with his wife.
跟他太太成天在那边吵架。
He made a lot of money.
他赚很多钱。
In Korea, a lot of people live in apartment, high-rise apartment.
这个韩国呢，有一些是高级住宅区。
And they are tired of living in that high-rise apartment.
他们就在那边住腻了。
So they wanted to buy a house.Individual house.
他们就想要自己住在一个独栋的房子。
Wife wanted to buy two-story house.
所以他们就要想要买两楼的房子。
And his husband wanted one-story house.
可是丈夫呢却想要只买一层的。
So they fight.
所以他们就开始在那边吵。
So finally, wife bought two-story. Wife won.
最后呢，哎，这个妻子战胜了，她买了一个两层楼的。
And the husband was very mad.
丈夫呢很生气。
And that's why his blood pressure went up.
所以呢，他血压就升高了。
So he had a stroke.
竟然就中风。
Then when he came to our New Start program,
他们来参加这个新起点的课程。
And he found out.
他们就发现呢。
His life was very unhappy life.
原来他的生活是一个很不开心的生活
，and has no meaning，
没有什么意义。
And so, and he didn't do much exercise.
他也没有做什么运动。
Then, when he was learning these new things,
当他们学习这些新的事物的时候，
you know, he found out it is important to love his wife.
他才发现爱妻子是非常重要的事情。
He came to me.
他就来找我。
He asked me, Dr. Lee.
他问我李医师。
How can I love my wife?
我怎么样可以爱我的太太？
I hate her.
我恨她恨得要死。
Well, there's a lot of problem like that, you know?
哦，这样的情况真的是很大的问题。
Husband and wife should be the closest relationship.
夫妻之间应该是最亲密的关系。
But I found out,
那我发现呢？
Many wives, the worst enemy is their husband.
原来很多的妻子，她全世界上最大的敌人就是她丈夫。
And the other way around too.
对丈夫有时候也是这样子，妻子是对他最大的敌人。
You know, this is something very important for our health.
这些对我们的健康是很有影响的。
I know a nurse.
我认识一个护士。
Who has a breast cancer.
她有这个乳癌。
And I found out she has a burning hatred toward her husband.
她真的是记恨她的丈夫如仇。
Husband is a pastor.
她的丈夫是一个牧师哎。
And the pastor don't make that much money.
因为丈夫不会赚钱。
And she always complained, you know.
她就很埋怨。
Why don't you get into business instead of being pastoring?
做一个牧师真是了钱了大了。
And so they fight.
所以他们就吵架。
And her wife says, okay, we're going to divorce.
好吧好吧我们离婚算了。
And they don't talk each other.
他们就互相不讲话。
See, not talking each other is very stressful, you know.
你知道吗互相不讲话这是很有压力的。
So she was living in that kind of stress for a long time.
所以这个女士呢她就在这样的一个境况里头很久了。
And I think she was producing way too much oxygen-free radical.
我想呢，它里头就是产生太多的自由基啊。
And this too much oxygen-free radical damaged her gene so much.
那这些自由基呢，伤害她的细胞，伤害得很凄惨。
That's why she has this breast cancer.
最后呢，难怪她会得到乳癌。
And she came to my New Start program.
她就来参加我的课。
Of course, she changed the diet.
当然，她就改变了食物。
And then she found out.
最后她发现
why she has cancer.
她原本有这个癌症。为什么她会有癌症呢？
Yeah. And because of her hatred toward her husband.
就是因为她对她丈夫的一个仇恨。
See, a lot of people living in hatred.
很多人是活在仇恨当中。
The problem is people don't know how to forgive.
问题就是人们不知道怎么样来饶恕。
If you have the experience of the forgiveness,
如果你有这样子原谅别人的经验，
you feel wonderful.
你会非常的觉得很奇妙。
Can you imagine that if you could forgive someone you hate most?
你可以想象吗？你原本恨一个人，但是你现在原谅了。
Is that possible?
有没有可能？
You know, it is possible.
你知道吗？有可能。
It is possible. This forgiveness is really possible.
饶恕是真的有可能。
You know, like because, but we cannot forgive anyone by ourselves.
我们靠着自己很难去原谅别人。
I want you to know that it is impossible.
我希望你能够了解这一点，这是不可能。
But it is possible.
但是呢，怎么样才可能
？You know, when a little boy look at the airplane.
当一个小男孩看见这个飞机的时候
，and he says, "Wow, that's a 747."
那就是747嘛。
Big.
超大。
That's all he feels about airplane.
这是他对于飞机的感觉。
There's no other feeling.
没有其他的感觉。
Because he has not much relationship with experience with the airplane yet.
因为他还对飞机不了解。
Then father took him.
那么爸爸呢就带他。
In 747 and went to Hawaii to together with the family vacation.
就跟着一个家人呢啊坐了这个飞机到了、夏威夷。
And he had a very happy time in Hawaii.
那么在夏威夷呢就很开心。
The next time.
所以第二次
he said 747,
他就看见747飞机的时候
what he will do?
他会怎么样做
747,
哇他就很激动 很开心的
he'll be very happy、
哦、就非常的
Why?
欢喜快乐为什么
he has a new relationship with the airplane
因为他对这个飞机的关系已经不再一样
new experience with the airplane
对给这一台飞机的经验是不一样的
Because airplane means,
因为这一台飞机的意思就是
happiness with the family,
跟家人欢聚的时光。
He had a lot of endorphin in Hawaii.
所以他们在夏威夷的时候有很多的 endorphin 分泌出来。
So airplane means endorphin.
所以飞机的意思就是 endorphin.
So one of his brain cells recognized the airplane.
所以他的脑细胞啊认出这个飞机的时候
，they get connection to endorphin producing brain cell
那就连接着这个能够产生 endorphin 的基因
We call this conditioned reflex
我们称为这个叫做情境反应
Airplane
飞机
Endorphin right
哦，就 endorphin 出来
Because two brain cells are connected together
因为两个这样两个细胞是连接的
This connection of the two different brain cells we call synapse
这两种不同的细胞我们称作 synapse
If you have a good synapse in your brain
如果你在脑里头有、good synapse 好的 synapse、
You're a happy person
你就是一个很快乐的人
But all the synapse every synapse you have in your brain
如果是你所有脑里头的 synapse
is a bad synapse
是不好的 synapse 的话
You're a very unhappy person
你就是一个很不快乐的人
But this boy,
但这个男孩
went to Vietnam War. This boy grew up, went to Vietnam War, went to war.
他长大了以后啊，就到被派到这个越南打仗。
Whenever airplane flew and dropped the bomb,
那么看见很多的飞机飞过，然后把这个炸弹放下来。
His friend died.
我看到朋友被炸死。
And he got injured.
哦，他也受伤了。
He hated airplane.
他就很恨恶这个飞机。
Then when he look at airplane，
所以这时候他看到飞机的时候
，there's no more endorphin，
就不再分泌 endorphin 了。
Whenever he look at airplane，
每次看到飞机
，he has adrenaline，
哦，他就非常的紧张
，stress hormone，
啊、哦，非常的、不安。
Why？
为什么
？Synapse changed，
因为 synapse 它改变了。
This airplane brain cell is now have a bad synapse。
这个能够接受飞机信息的细胞呢，跟这个啊、连接的时候，脑性神经的连接的细胞。
So you have a bad experience.
所以你有不好的经验。
Bad connection.
就有不好的连接。
This is bad synapse.
就是不好的 synapse.
Okay. Yeah. So you can see according to the experience.
所以借由这个经验，你可以看到。
Good experience with a good meaning.
好的经验有好的意义
Then you have a good synapse
就有好的 synapse
When you look at the airplane
所以你看到飞机的时候
You have endorphins
你就有 endorphin 出来
And this endorphin strengthens your T cells
那这个 endorphin 呢就增强了你的 T 细胞
But bad synapse
但是呢不好的 synapse
Airplane meant bad to you
就是飞机造成一些坏的事情
Airplane killed people
因为飞机杀了人
killed your friends,
杀了你的朋友
and it almost killed you,
甚至要杀到你
Then say, airplane,
哇我们看到飞机就害怕
It is just like this
就像这样
When you have your best friend
如果你有不好的朋友
You have a good memories
或者是你有好的记忆
Whenever you think of that best friend
你想到那个最好的朋友
You have endorphin
你就 endorphin 出来。
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
哇，这个朋友真是好。
Oh, we had such a fun time together.
哇，我们真是快乐时光。
All these wonderful memories.
哦，这些很好的回忆。
All these good synapses in your brain.
那么在脑里头的那个 synapse.
But that friend betrayed you.
但是呢，后来这个朋友出卖了你。
came to me and took all my money away.
来把我的钱都骗走了。
He told me lie.
他骗了我。
And I'm angry.
我就很生气。
Then what happened?
发生什么事？
All this good synapse is gone.
这些好的 synapse 就已经没了。
Whenever you think of him,
每次想到这个人，
you get angry.
气得半死。
You cannot sleep.
睡不下去。
The synapse changes according to the gene.
所以 synapse 它是照着基因来改变的。
In the brain cell,
就在脑细胞里头。
There is a synapse gene.
就有 synapse 的基因。
So into that synapse gene,
在这个 synapse 基因里头，
what kind of meaning is giving impact?
看你要给这个基因什么样的意思？
Good meaning to the synapse gene.
给它好的意义呢？
Good synapse
就会产生好的 synapse.
Bad meaning to that gene
就是不好的东西给他。
Bad synapse
就会产生不好的 synapse.
You know what the forgiving is?
所以你就明白了饶恕的重要吗？
Changing this synapse
就是要改变这个 synapse.
I have that friend I hate.
我有一个我恨的朋友。
Whenever I think of that name of friend.
我每次想到他的名字。
His name is Mr. Koo.
他的名字叫库先生。
Whenever I think of Mr. Koo,
我想到库先生。
My heart pounding.
我心脏就跳了。
I wanna kill him.
这个人。
I produce oxygen free radical.
我就产生了这自由基。
So you hate more,
你越恨恶。
You kill yourself more.
你就杀自己越多。
That's why you need to forgive him.
所以你必须要原谅他。
For you,
是为你自己的好处。
For your life,
是为你的生命。
For your health,
为你的健康。
Can you change that synapse?
你可以改变那个 synapse 吗？
To change the synapse,
要改变的话，
the gene has to receive good meaning.
你的基因要接收到好的资讯。
How?
怎么做到？
Only God can send you the good meaning.
只有上帝可以将好的意义来散播给你。
You need to pray.
你需要祷告。
God,
说神啊，
please make me be able to forgive.
请你帮助我可以饶恕。
You don't have to go to church.
你不用到教堂去。
Even though you don't go to church.
即使你不用到教堂，
God loves you.
上帝还是爱你。
But if you go to church,
但是你上教堂的话，
learn more about God every day,
你每一天学认识上帝，
of course God will be happier.
当然上帝会更开心。
But even though you don't go to church,
可是即使你不要去，
to forgive your enemy,
就原谅你的敌人，
you can pray.
你可以借由祷告，
He will answer you.
上帝会垂听你的。
He will send a signal to this synapse gene.
他呢就会发出讯息给你的基因。
And it changes synapse.
就改变你的 synapse.
And then suddenly, I think about Mr. Koo.
然后我就想到这个库先生的时候。
You know, I don't hate anymore.
哎呀，我就不再去恨他了。
Wow!
真是。
I am set free from hatred.
我从仇恨当中自由了。
That's what you need to experience.
这就是你应该去经历
的。This is amazing experience.
这是一个非常奇妙的经验。
So this woman with the breast cancer.
所以这个妇女她有乳癌。
I asked her.
我就问她
pray.
你要祷告。
So she prayed to God.
她就说上帝啊。
I hate my husband.
啊，我非常恨恶我的丈夫。
I hate my husband.You need to help me.
你帮助我好吗？
You need to change my synapse.
你来改变我的 synapse.
This terrible synapse I don't want to keep anymore.
这样子不好的 synapse 我不喜欢在我身
体。Because this bad synapse gave me this breast cancer.
因为这样子的一个坏的 synapse 让我今天得乳癌。
She prayed for a long time.
她用很多的时间祷告。
But she noticed she didn't have any change.
但是呢，她还怀疑她是不是有改变。
One day I met her.
有一天我遇到她，
She looks wonderful.
她看起来真的太好了。
She looks happy.
脸上绽放微笑。
And her breast cancer is not coming back.
她 他的乳癌不再有了。
Is completely gone.
完全得治愈。
I said, "You forgive your husband."
我就说你一定原谅了你丈夫，对不对
？She says, "Yes, I did."
没错，我真的是原谅了。
So I asked, "How did you do?"
我说你怎么做得到
？She says, "I did the way you advised me to pray."
我就照着你所告诉我的，我就祷告。
She prayed for a month.
所以她祷告了一个月。
It didn't work.
没有用。
She almost was giving up.
她几乎要放弃了。
So one morning she prayed again.
有一天早上，她又在祷告。
So they were going to shopping together that day.
那一天呢，她跟她丈夫要去买东西。
And she got into the car.
那她进了车子。
And she prayed in the car.
她就在车子里面祷告。
Oh God, I wanna love my husband.
说上帝啊，我真的需要爱我的丈夫。
I don't wanna hate my husband.
我不要恨我的丈夫。
And she finished praying.
当她祷告完了
，and she waited her husband come to car.
她就等着丈夫来开车。
And later on, her husband came.
然后丈夫就来了。
And he sat down. He began to drive.
她坐下就开始开车。
After about 10 minutes,
十分钟以后
，she looked at her husband.
她就看着她的丈夫。
You know, suddenly her husband looked so handsome.
忽然间看见她的丈夫竟然变得那么帅。
And she says, wow.
What is that?
He looks so handsome.
他看起来美败呢。
And he had no hatred. She had no hatred.
心中就没有恨意了。
Then she realized.
这时候她就明白。
God changed gene.
上帝改变了她的基因。
And she has a new synapse.
他就新的 synapse.
And she says, "Thank you, God."
他心里就说：“神啊，真是谢谢你。
”And then she told her husband.
他就跟他丈夫讲。
And husband was very happy.
他丈夫也很高兴。
You know, and then she came home.
当他们回家
，she cooked for him.
她为她丈夫来煮饭。
Very good meal.
哇，真的是好棒的、这个。
Up until that point,
就在那时候
，she didn't feel like cooking for him at all.
她已经不再想说我是为丈夫来煮。
So she said, "You cook yourself."
之前呢，她就说你自己要吃自己去弄。
But now she's cooking.
可是现在呢，却为丈夫来煮。
She's experiencing new happiness for cooking for her husband.
因为她现在重新来经历为丈夫来煮饭的乐趣。
She become happy person.
她成为一个快乐的人。
This man with high blood pressure with a stroke.
刚才讲那个中风的高血压的那个男人。
So he said, "Oh, I hate my wife."
那一个男人说：“哎呀，我恨极了我的太太。
”God help me，
上帝啊，你帮助我。
To love my wife，
爱我的太太。
I need to change my heart，
我必须要改变我的心脏。
Then friend came，
然后呢，他的朋友来。
Why don't you go to New Start？
那就跟这个中风的你去新起点嘛。
So he didn't know what was New Start，
他那时候不晓得什么叫做新起点。
But he came，
他就来了。
Then he has this lecture.
然后就上过了这个健康课。
He came to me.
他就来找我。
So I told him.
我就告诉他。
To pray.
要祷告。
And call your wife.
And 叫你的太太来。
That you love her.
说你爱她。
He said, "I don't love her."
我根本不爱她。
Then you pray more.
让你再继续祷告。
About 5 days later.
五天之后。
He came.
就来。
God changed my heart.
上帝改变我的心呢。
And he called his wife.
他就打电话给他太太。
I love you.
我爱你。
Wife was so shocked.
现在换做他太太吓到。
So, wife said, "Then do you like a two-story house?"
那你爱我之外，你还爱这个两层的房子吗？
Do you know what his answer was?
你知道他怎么回答
？Yes, I like the two-story house.
对，我现在喜欢两层的房子啦。
Wife asked why?
妻子就问说为什么你
？Because Dr. Lee told me that I have to exercise all the time.
因为呢，李医师告诉我要运动。
So I'm going to go upstairs and downstairs, upstairs and downstairs to do the exercise.
有了两层房子，我可以上上下下在那边运动啦。
I'm glad you bought two-story house.
哇，真是你买房子买两层是买对了。
People changes.
人会改变的。
People, they come to conclusion.
人们最后他们就这样发现
：Money is not the most important thing.
钱不是最重要。
House is not the most important thing.
房子不是最重要。
It is our relationship is the most important thing.
我们跟人之间的关系是最重要。
To have a good synapses
需要有新的 synapses 的话
，It is a very healthy thing.
是一个带给你健康细胞的。
See, that's why I wish this seminar become.Good synapse for you.
我就希望这个课程给你带来新的 synapse.
So as you, you know, have the CD or DVDs.
所以你有这样子的一个讲座的CD DVD.
And watch sometimes.
有时候看一看。
And remind of yourself.
来回想。
And to be reminded what is the most important thing.
再思考看看你一生当中重要的是什么。
The loving relationship with each other.
就是彼此相爱的关系。
As Jesus said.
就像耶稣所说。
I give you a new commandment.
我给你新的命令。
Love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
That's the best thing for your gene.
这对你的基因是最好的一件。
Amen.
Amen.
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心。电话04-2201-1418